Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians. Your new host is Salar Monova. And today I want to talk about the topic that I have had several times recently, and even today as I was coaching an amazing humanitarian client, and the topic was a denial. And I think oftentimes we don't really know that we are in denial, or even if we do, we feel like we don't know what to do with the denial. And that's why, in the midst of this funding crisis that the humanitarian sector is going through, it may happen that many of us are in the situation of denial, but we don't recognize that we are in denial, or even if we do recognize, we feel like we don't know how to proceed. And that's really what I want to talk about. So I want to talk about how do you recognize you might be in denial? How do you also not confuse it with something else, right? And why that happens and what to do about it. So I was preparing for this podcast episode, and I was writing down like a lot of my notes of how I see things are happening, and I will be looking at my notes from time to time to go through that so I don't miss anything. So let's start with first to talk about denial and maybe give a bit of a definition of denial as well, in case that will be helpful for yourself. So whatever it is that you believe is going through for you, it might be always helpful for you to understand, okay, what is denial for me? How do I know that I'm going through this, right? I will talk about denials that I have seen in my own life and in the lives of my clients. And usually, the way it looks like, it is some version of feeling stuck in the past or some version of not acceptance of what's going on. Excuse me. Or another version of not giving ourselves the resources that we actually have within us. In other words, we deny ourselves our own wisdom and resources. All of those could be considered a denial. So, how do you know if you might be in denial? So, if you are not recognizing it and you just feel like you're so affected and it feels like a shock wave to you, let's imagine that you, are about to receive your notification that you will no longer be working, or maybe you have already received your notification, or maybe in the client in my client's case, she received an oral notification a while ago and then she couldn't believe it. And now she received the confirmed written notification and she still feels like she's in denial, that she just can't accept what's going on. And especially denial might be a very, very strong feeling for people who have not moved from their positions much. So in my client's case, she has been in the position for, I think, 20 years or more, and therefore she and also in the same position in the same office for so long, and then she just feels like, I can't believe this, right? I have dedicated my whole life to this, or I thought this is like a stable done deal for the rest of my life, and then it's not happening. So that's why she recognized that she's in denial. But for some people, they may not recognize it. And therefore, the way that you know that you are not like that you are in denial might be because you keep referring to the past of how things were supposed to be, how things were this, things were that. And therefore, you just feel like you hold on to that past, or you keep telling, everyone and complaining and venting about how this is not how it should have been. It should have been something else, right? And another way that you really know that you might be in denial is that you are not taking any action to now change your situation or to solve your situation. And another way that you may notice this is when you are not willing to build anything new, anything different. Now that the job no longer exists, because you're still holding on to what if things change? What if it will like everything will come back to normal again. What if it will be this, it will be that, and you just keep hoping and wishing things were different, and then keep like holding on to, and that hope will not die essentially, right? So that's when you might be in the denial. And another way, obviously, that's very common for very like situations that are very personal. So let's say that we are divorcing, and in the divorce situation, it might be even that we keep replaying the past and keep regretting the past, and keep regretting why we didn't take all those chances or why we didn't leave back in the day. And this I see also happening for clients of mine who are in the humanitarian sector. They just feel like they keep having a lot of regrets as to how they didn't move on to other things back in the day when they could have. So, the next thing that I think is so important for us to understand is what may prolong denial. And I think this is something that we're not really thinking about because, as I said, we're so affected by the situation that we are not really aware of A, whether we are in denial or not, but also we might be doing certain things that keep prolonging our current situation. One of the biggest ways that we may prolong it is with confusion. And this is where I feel like it's almost as if we are denying ourselves our own resources, our own answers, our own wisdom, right? And therefore, it becomes so much of the like denial of our own resources for the sake of not moving forward, right? So for instance, we maybe keep asking a lot of questions as to, oh my God, I don't know what to do, where to go, and how to do. I'm lost. I feel lost. And at the same time, we don't really take any action, right? So that would be prolonging the situation because we keep coming back to the same story, to the same past, the same regrets, the same things that we didn't do, the same things that should have been done differently, right? And at the same time, when we actually ask the question of, okay, what am I going to do about it? We don't really answer those questions, or we don't trust our answers because we just feel like, excuse me. We just feel like we're not ready. We don't know what to do next. We should somehow get help, but we don't get help either. And it just feels like we just stay in this unknown situation, and we keep prolonging that unknown and uncertain situation even further and making our denial even prolonged further, right? Now, my point is, of course, never to advocate for people to just, once they notice or once they receive the notice, the notification, and then they just go about and do the things and take the actions. Of course, we may not be able to do that for some of us. We may not be able to do that for some time, but it always comes down to the resources that we have, right? So if we have the resources as to taking time to figure things out, to process things, to understand things, and all of that, all of those things, if we have resources for that, amazing. But for many of the humanitarian clients that I coach, they may not have these resources. Therefore, the question becomes what to do in such situations, right? So, therefore, one of the things that I want us to understand why denial happens so that we then understand better how to move forward faster. So, why denial happens, we need to understand for ourselves the usual reasons that I have seen in my own life and in the client's life is that the reason why it happens is we're essentially not agreeing with the reality of what is currently, right? So, we're wanting reality to be different than what it is. And as much as we want that, as much as we believe this shouldn't be happening, except that it is a factual thing, right? So notification, not having a job anymore, or discontinuing a job at a certain point, all of these are facts that we are observing currently in our lives. And then what do we do with those facts is really up to us, even though we feel like it shouldn't be up to us. right? So in the denial, oftentimes why it's so painful is that we feel like this is not what we signed up for. We feel like this is not what we have been promised. This is not what we thought it would have happened, and it's happening differently. And therefore, we just keep feeling like our expectation clashing with the reality, and therefore, us hanging on to that dissonance or that denial or that resistance so much so that we deny ourselves the possibility to move, keep moving, or to keep going to what we want to, especially if we're lacking the resources, right? So therefore, when we understand why our denial is happening, right? It's happening because we're resisting change. We are disagreeing with the reality. We're not accepting the way things are. We are believing things should have been differently than they currently are. When we understand and recognize these, then we can go to start looking at, okay, what are we going to do about that? Because some of the important ways for us to go through denial while we are going through it might be actually understand how come we have allowed ourselves to come this far, to be attached this much to this organization or to this system, to a point that we didn't really think of other alternatives, or we didn't think of plan Bs, or we didn't think of investments, whatever other things that we could have done in addition to our job. How come we didn't do it? And again, I'm not saying we should do that from a blame place. Please don't do that, because blaming never has gotten to anywhere, right? So therefore, we want to do that with the understanding of how come we have given our safety, our security, our well-being responsibilities to the system, right? Instead of us building those within ourselves, right? What was it that we believe that was so important for the system to take care of everything, and we didn't really do it ourselves? Why we didn't think of learning certain skills to rely on ourselves, irrespective of the system? And when we start really getting to understand those parts, we all understand that the safety, the stability, the security that we all have, that we have the resources for, and we know how to create it for ourselves. We have just abdicated it to the system. And then once we start understanding that, oh, we actually had a very unhealthy relationship in that sense, where we have given everything that we have to the system. And then we said, okay, you have it, and then you take care of me. And then system didn't deliver on what we believe they were supposed to, right? Then the question becomes, okay, we did that, and we no longer want to do that. And that's a good thing to realize that, right? So therefore, now what kind of relationship I want to build with my employer, what kind of relationship I want to build with myself, in the way that I have those safety and stability and securities that I generate within myself, and I generate by trusting my own abilities and my own resources. How can I do that instead of just abdicating and giving it to the system? So that's what we can learn while we are processing and going through the denial. But if we really want to do something with our denial, the fastest way we can accept what is and start taking actions, meaning making decisions and taking actions, the faster we do that, the faster we find another safety, another way of doing things, right? And that might be contrary to what our brain will tell us in the moment when we are going through denial, as our brain will be saying that, oh, wait, maybe things will change. Oh, wait, maybe things will be different later. Maybe this, maybe that. And then we just keep building hope on the, like, it becomes like a house of sand, right? And we may not really want to do that, and that's unfortunate. part of the denial that a lot of times affect us because we just feel like, oh, maybe this, maybe that, and therefore we don't move forward. So therefore, whatever the maybe might be, we may still need to answer that initial question of, okay, how can we not give all of our safety and security and stability to something else? How can we build that safety net for ourselves somewhere with our own resources? So, irrespective of what happens with the system, we are going to be fine. Right. So that needs to be answered anyway. And then the next question that needs to be answered is, okay, now that I know what kind of relationship I have built with my employer, and it seems like it was not a healthy one because no employer can or may be able to provide for us for a lifetime in any industry. This may not happen anymore. Maybe it happened in our previous generations, and maybe that was considered valuable, but it may not be an option anymore. And maybe in some ways, it may be also beneficial for us to look at how we can rely on ourselves for providing our safety and security and stability and happiness ourselves, irrespective of the system, so that we don't become so dependent on the system that when it starts crashing, that we crash with it. Right. So that's why the thing that we need to really start understanding is, okay, what am I going to do now, irrespective of what's with the system? And what are the decisions I need to make, and what are the things I can start building now that I accept how I was abdicating all of this responsibility to the system, and I don't want to do that anymore. Therefore, how now I'm going to do that on my own. Even if in the future I will work for a system or not, right? And that's the sooner we can make those powerful decisions, the sooner we get to creating our safety and security, the same the fundamental existential feelings that we have, that we have like given to them, to the organization, we are claiming it back. And then we are recognizing how we can create our own safety and security within ourselves, irrespective of the system. And then on the basis of that, we can then generate all the other emotions that we want to live a thriving life, right? So that's why I really want every one of us to be able to not only recognize within themselves what denial is and why it happens, but also recognize how not to prolong it so that we don't keep waiting for something else to happen. We don't keep waiting for, I don't know, what if it comes back to normal and all of this, and then spending a lot of months, even years, until realizing, oh, actually, I should have let go of this a long time ago, but I didn't because I just believed that my well-being depends on this, and therefore I kept waiting for it. I kept trying to get into it. I kept trying to find other ways to enter it when I knew that what I needed to do is taking care of them myself first, and then come to a system. Even if I come to work for the system later, I come with a more powerful situation rather than feeling a bit desperate that I need to have this at any cost so that I feel safe and secure again. So, my dears, so that's why I would love to help you recognize what is your denial doing to you, how it's impacting you, and how it's like maybe preventing you from making decisions and moving forward. I would love to help you do that so that you don't spend a lot of time waiting around, keep staying in regret, and not really moving forward, which may be negatively or adversely affecting you and eroding your trust in yourself to move forward. If that's you, come coach with me. I would love to coach you individually, and message me or email me at asel at complaintfree.life. Okay, my dears, have a beautiful week. Bye.